Kendrick Lamar is on top of the rap game at the moment. His latest album, To Pimp a Butterfly, came out earlier this year to critical acclaim and success on the charts. The album deals with the themes of blackness and beauty, which is why one teacher in New Jersey decided to use it in a course on Toni Morrison's novel The Bluest Eye, about a young black girl who yearns to have blue eyes. Kendrick Lamar caught wind of the lesson, and this week he paid the school a visit. NPR's Sammy Yenigan was there.
It's around midday at High Tech High School, just outside of Jersey City, and the 40-some-odd kids crammed into this classroom are psyched. Gliding into the room in crisp white kicks, a gray long sleeve, and hair twisting every which way, the 27-year-old rapper has a broad smile on his face. He seems almost as excited as the students, who might be having the best day of school ever.
So what's up?
Lamar's here because of English teacher Brian Mooney. Mooney says the album came out right in the middle of his course on Toni Morrison's novel. He asked his students to link the themes in each.
The main character that my students spoke about, Pecola Breedlove, she's experiencing internalized depression.
In the audiobook, Morrison reads the part where Pecola fantasizes she does have blue eyes.
They're just prejudiced, that's all. Yes, they sure are prejudiced. Just because I got blue eyes. Bluer than theirs.
And so Kendrick is speaking to that same concept with the song Complexion.
Beauty is what you make it. I used to be so mistaken by different shades and faces. Then wit told me a woman is woman. Love the creation. It all came from God. Then you was my confirmation. I came to where you reside and looked around and see more sights for sore eyes. Let the Willie Lynch theory reverse a million times with
Complexion. He's speaking to that same idea of, you know, pushing back against the dominant narrative that, like, there's this mythological norm that is, you know, considered good and beautiful and valuable.
The lesson caught on with his kids. They wrote essays, poetry, and rap lyrics inspired by the book and album. Around Mooney's classroom, posters of Morrison quotes and Lamar's lyrics are paired with images of Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown. Mooney was encouraged, so he wrote a blog post about the course.
It just took off, and it went across the internet, and Kendrick Lamar got it and read it, and his manager reached out to me and said, I want to come visit your school.
I was intrigued how somebody can, other than myself, can articulate and break down the concepts to Pimp a Butterfly almost better than I can.
Sitting in the school's theater, Kendrick Lamar says he's impressed with Mooney's post. And he wants to make clear he didn't just come to perform and he didn't come to mentor the students.
Something even, for me, even bigger than mentoring is really listening. And when I do that, we have a little bit bigger connection than me being Kendrick Lamar and you being a student. It's almost like we're friends, you know? Because a friend listens and we learn off each other's experiences.
Throughout the course of the day, Lamar listens to what these teenagers have to say. And he freestyles with them in the classroom.
Pass the mic. Pass the mic, but not like the red hat. I know that you can rap because you gave me that slap. This is
the newest. I don't even know. Yeah, we make good music.
Then, at a school-wide assembly in the field house, students present their work.
Nothing but an illusion. Like the color of my skin is a tribute to my smartness. Like my mind is just a brick wall. The common sense.
When she went insane, she began to be paranoid because she thought their eyes are bluer than hers. And in Kendrick's song, For Sale,
the same fear that rests on the back of my neck, rests in the hands of the slave master's whip. That same fear rests in the hands of the public.
Ben Vock, Joan Tubung Banawa, and Sade Ford read their poetry and essays, and as they finish, Lamar gives them feedback.
That's dope. Man, y'all, all of y'all is crazy.
He praises Vock, who wrote a poem about his own prejudices.
You know, the hardest thing for not only an artist, but for anybody to do is look themselves in the mirror and acknowledge, you know, their own flaws and fears and imperfections. Then put them out there in the open for people to relate to it. I can relate to you as well, you know what I'm saying?
After the students read their work, a group of them perform a dance number to a mashup of Lamar's songs. Then it's his turn.
We gon' be alright, huh? Be alright. We gon'. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamasabi be looking at you from the face down. We'll make a left and leave a pool with the face down. Excuse me. Now let me.
At the end of the day, student Sade Ford says Lamar made an impact.
It was very exciting, and this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I'm very happy to have participated in it.
And as Kendrick Lamar leaves High Tech High, he promises he'll be back. Sammy Yenigan, NPR News.